Good evening.
So the new intro's got my timing all off. The old one, I was like, nail it right whenever we need it. Now I'm like, oh, I forgot about it. He added that and that and that. So now we might as well just be on for the whole stinking intro. That's how I feel.
When Fro starts the hair flip, that's when I bring us back.
Okay.
Yeah. Hair flip marks the spot. We can start coming in at the hair flip.
Okay. It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's never going away, by the way.
No, it shouldn't. Sure,
every time I think I'm done with Jungle Fro, I'm not.
Hey. Look.
Hot Rod Central.
I just noticed that.
Two Hot Rod Centrals and a gearhead.
I was trying to check out Fro's boobs and read a shirt on accident.
I don't have a Hot Rod Central shirt. I need to spend some money in Hot Rod Central.
Hey, your shirt's just as cool.
Yeah.
I think.
Down with GHP.
Oh, we need therapy. Man. I'm gonna have to mute, guys. I think there's an open exhaust V6 Dodge getting ready to go down my block.
Noise.
Challenge him to a burnout contest. I had my own burnout contest at the first Friday cruise in Commerce.
Really?
I won.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some pretty stiff competition.
I had my wife with me, and we were coming. We made a pass, and we're coming back. And we were told last year, "Hey guys, no burnouts. Don't be silly." All right. Yeah. Well, there wasn't a lot of people there yet. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people showed up or not. We had to leave, but we're coming back toward the main where everybody was congregating. And I look at my wife and I was like, I think I'm gonna try to get BJ in trouble. She goes, why is that? And I said, cause I don't think we're not supposed to do burnouts. So, right there. But where was that, Fro? When did I do the first burnout? Right past the old bike shop, I just stabbed it and lit him up first or second gear and let out and, you know, and then I was given the go-ahead when I was leaving because I seen someone that's very important to that event go. So I went a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
It's always fun. Hard tires.
What are we talking about tonight?
Yeah, street tires, hard tires.
Good smoke?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I wish hard tires would smoke good, but they just, man, you got to crazy with them to get them.
Really got to get up there with them.
Yeah.
Fro, was there any smoke? You were watching.
There was a little smoke. Your car. So at Mocan, nobody was getting really good smoke on that last day.
Yeah. Really?
Because there was so much wind coming down the track that as soon as you were developing any kind of cloud, it was blowing away.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And it's kind of the same thing. It was kind of the same thing there that night. There was a little bit of a draft going down Route 66, and you just couldn't really build any. There were four or five people who laid down some pretty decent little burnouts and had some fun, but there was no real smoke to speak of.
I don't go for the smoke, the volume of smoke when doing the burnout at the track, because you can feel the tires starting to grab, so that's whenever I'm done. Smoke or not, that's when I stop and feel it.
Yeah.
John can tell you the best clouds, but the best tires to make clouds with.
Avalon's.
Avon, Venom X.
Avon, yeah. I mean, not Avalon. Jeez.
Avon's.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Avon's on a motorcycle tire. I don't know what these deals are on the Nova, but they don't smoke for shit.
I'm going to get you some Avon's. I'm going to get Avalon's. You get Avon's.
Okay.
I think I have Avalon's on the Fairlane.
Okay. I do have to make a correction because they're right here, like 2 foot from my face is a nitrous bottle staring at me.
Yeah.
Did I say it on the last show that an empty nitrous bottle weighs 12 pounds?
I think so.
And mine weighed like 13.7. That's an absolute lie, guys. I messed up. I messed those numbers up. An empty bottle weighs 14 pounds, 12 ounces. So all I remember is the bottle was like 1.6 or 1.7 pounds over what the empty number was. So kind of light on that, but still, you know, I need to redeem myself.
You don't have to say that. You were good.
Yeah, well,
it's fine. Nobody's shopping here.
When I listen to stuff and I hear something I know is wrong, I'm like, bah, idiot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guy's dumb. He don't math.
He don't math good.
No math good. He's a chubby cute one, but he don't math good. Anyway, okay, Fro, sorry. Go ahead.
Good job, Fro.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. The only thing I had was getting into what have we got done on our cars. But we were having a good conversation. We can keep that going if you want.
Yeah. Well, it's ruined now. So.
Now I've ruined the flow. I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Flow we ruined. Wasted the good surprise on you.
Oh, geez.
So, John, what'd you get done on your car this week?
Not much. I got the trunk floor pretty much put back together with a big flat spot for this giant fuel cell. I'm in the process of laying down some wicked good paint right now. I got four different kinds. That'll have it looking stellar. We started with some white primer and then went to a matte black engine paint. Now I've got gloss black engine paint, caliper paint. If that don't finish it off, ka-chow. The Flex Seal. After that, I got a really nice rubber mat to go under it.
Yeah.
And then suck that deal down. Should be titties.
Yeah.
Hoping for no more fuel cell leaking.
Did you get around the open areas that was allowing exhaust in the car?
No.
Not yet.
I did not prioritize that. Maybe I should have.
That's not on the list.
It wasn't even on the list.
Seam sealer? What the hell is that? No, I take
more than seam sealer. The friggin' coilovers go 6 inches up into the trunk.
Yeah, that's not a seam sealer job. That's needs a patch.
Yeah, I'd have to build some sort of little.
Yeah, maybe even like.
Buckets over the coilovers or something. I don't know.
You can unbolt them and slide them away if need be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what. Because you got to be able to undo your shocks at some point. At some point, I'm going to want to take them deals out, and I don't want it to be all sealed up. So right now, exhaust, whatever.
What else? You got tires.
Yeah, I got my tires on. No more excuses for this guy. Got another set of Mickey Thompson 28s.
When are you going to make it to the track to test those babies out?
So not this weekend because the only track I'm probably going to see this weekend is a go-kart track. We're taking the fam to Branson. Yay.
Yeah. Nowhere to go.
Second time in a month.
Yeah. I shouldn't have to go back until I'm in my 50s or 60s.
Right.
Yeah.
Till you have a timeshare.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not Branson material, I don't think. One of my buddies goes all the time, and I was like, hey, man, you got any pointers for going to Branson? He's like, yeah. Just get real good with spending too much money on things.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I meant like pointers on what to do for on the cheap because you gotta save money for car parts. And he said, there's not. You need to just get okay with it.
So what you really do need to call is you need to call Jimmy. I'm being serious. Him and his lady have season passes to SDC, and they go to Branson.
So what?
To Silver Dollar City.
Oh yeah, rated number one theme park in the country.
In in Branson, Missouri. Yep. And they go quite a bit, and they go watch all the shows and do all the cool, fun stuff. He's got a lot of information. He'd hook you up.
Wow. Yeah.
He's there like once every 2 weeks.
I can't wait. Yeah. But doing that this weekend, but next Wednesday is an actual wide open Wednesday at Gateway. Probably going to go scrub these tires in and do a some quarter mile action.
Ew.
Oh, wait, look at that.
From our point of view, that looked a little weird.
Well, there was an aggressive bug that went up my gym shorts.
Yeah, well, you don't want that.
Tuck them nails in a little bit.
Thank God we don't edit.
We don't need any of that.
No.
He's over there. Evicted.
I'm going to try to make it to the track Friday.
Do you have something new on your car to test out, Bo?
Nope. Haven't done it. Full bottle.
Got a full nitrous bottle.
Took a sway bar off. I'm going to have to put the sway bar back on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go make a somewhat safe pass. It's going to have to be the front sway bar back on. I didn't realize how big of a difference that deal made. It is unreal. Like, this whole time I'm like, man, I got a G-body making a tiny bit of power. I should have the G-body shuffle, but I don't, and I'm okay with it. Took the sway bar off. It's all kinds of crazy, and I don't know. It's awesome. We took it off. Fro came over Saturday, and we ended up putting all new Blazer front brakes, spindles, calipers, rotors, all that good stuff, and the tubular upper control arms. We did all that. And we did it in like 2.5 hours. It was unreal. It came apart so easy and went back together so easy.
Looks so good.
And it looks good. Yeah. I'm happy with it. I need to bleed all the brakes. You know, it's still, the brakes aren't as good as they were before, the pedal feel.
Yeah.
It just needs bled. I know. I mean, it needs done again. No big deal.
I think it's probably fine for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's working. In the meantime, I've just decided that I really don't need brakes to drag race. I just need a trans brake. So.
Yeah.
Anti-roll bar or trans brake?
Trans brake.
Probably go trans brake. Put the front sway bar back on.
No doubt. It'll grab you up.
But let me throw this in there. The reason that everything went so well on the brake swap is because you had everything put together and ready to go when I showed up.
Yeah.
And you had already done all of your research to make sure that worked.
Yep.
90% of where we fail is we don't do enough research. With that, you definitely had everything ready to go and everything in a row.
That's because I finally started to get a little bit of patience. Get the right stuff. Do your homework.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
Was it like in your feet? And you
maybe
breaked it?
I learned not too long ago. You know, I used to pray for patience. It was in my nightly prayer. Lord, please give me patience. And then when me and my wife started dating, we were talking and I told her, you know, sometimes I don't have a lot of patience. And I told her, I said, I pray for it. And she's like, oh, that's a dangerous thing. She goes, you don't ever pray for patience because you were tested. You were tested every day. That's how you get the patience. You go through tests. Yeah. And ever since then, I haven't prayed for patience, and I'm slowly starting to get it 9 years later. So over 9 years. No, but I did my research. I did my homework, which has been done 1,000 times, just like anything else. So there, I saw some really good write-ups. I saw some conflicting write-ups. I saw, you need to do this. No, you don't. Blah, 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 back and forth. So I just kind of took all the information, made my own assessment, and most importantly, I only used the spindles, and I ordered everything else new pretty much, other than the backing plates, the dust plates. But the rotors are cheap enough. Calipers are cheap enough. It's almost silly to not buy those new and make sure they're good. unless you just absolutely can't swing it, you know. And my calipers are fine. I hung on to them. I didn't send them back. I'm going to keep the stock calipers. They work fine. I'll clean them up. I did sandblast and Cerakote the spindles. They look good. Look brand new.
Dust shields look good too.
Yeah, everything turned out pretty nice looking, man. I'm not upset about it. And now getting rid of the old school wheel bearings, I have the sealed unit. That's pretty cool. I like that. Now I can put center caps in the front, you know, with the old setup. The cheap Vision wheels or Jegs wheel, whatever you want to call them that I have, you couldn't put a center cap in them because the bearing thing stuck out this far. Well, now I can. So I haven't yet. I don't know if you can tell, but I haven't. But I will.
Yeah, are you still planning on painting those black, or are you going to leave them the brushed aluminum that they are?
I'm going to paint the center caps black. Yeah. I'm so used to it. I painted the bearing, the old hub black on the last one. That's what I'm used to. I'm going to take those JEG stickers off and paint it. So.
You were working on that.
Other than that, everything's going good, mate. Huh?
You were working on wiring up your trailer. How hard was that?
It was super simple. I actually called and talked to some buddies to get advice, and one of them looked at me like I was completely stupid. I bet you can't guess which one of our friends looked at me like I was completely stupid when I asked. And the other one walked me through it and said, "Bo, have you looked at the plug yet?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Okay, man, just look at it. You'll see. It's all labeled." Yeah. Wiring up one of these, it was super simple. I've never done it before. I know it's elementary, but I never have. Now I'm confident.
If it breaks on you on the side of the road, you can probably put it back together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know where everything's at. I even got fancy and put ring terminals on the wires instead of just curling the wire around the screws.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We can't have that right now.
Yes, I did. Yes, sir. How fancy.
I bought the one at O'Reilly's that comes with like a 6-foot whip on it. It's like potted and
It's got a
big long rubber sheath, and you just open that up and the wires are all down the tongue.
Well, I didn't know that existed. I'm new to the trailer life.
Yeah, it's right there on the trailer light section.
I've only borrowed trailers in the past, okay? I've never owned my own car trailer.
I didn't want to have to wire one up from scratch. So it's just like, here's all the different colored wires sticking out the tail.
Yeah.
And it tells you where to put what.
Well, my trailer's got trailer brakes.
Yeah.
And I already got all the fork and stuff. And my truck's got the 7-post or pole thing. So I just, if I'm doing it, I'm trying to make it halfway decent. Built new ramps. Got one of them completely done and welded up today. The other one, I got a little bit of welding to do still yet. Was doing it over at Devin's. He needed help mounting a new body on his monster truck that we can't talk about. So I stopped what I was doing to help him, which, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean? Of course I'm going to help him. Looks cool. I don't know. Enough about me. What are you guys doing?
I haven't done anything to my car. I got a sweet Super Tuner 3 that I'm getting ready to throw in there. And
legit Super Tuner 3.
You got a Super Tuner?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
not really. It's just a fill-in until I can get Jimmy on board and get a decent system thrown in there. I just need some noise.
I don't need noise in my car. It's full of noise. It's got tons of noise.
So here's my car radio.
Good luck.
My car's quiet.
It is. Yeah, it's good.
Compared to yours.
Can you guys talk like back and forth in your car when you're going down the road?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you're with a carburetor on it, if you're awake when you're driving, because it's so fat when you're driving down the road, you go, "Hey, wake up." Windows down, and you got to talk to each other the whole time.
Hey, no BS. Following you. and driving my car at the same time.
No good.
Like 45 minutes in, I'm telling the penguin what's up and how come.
He says, it's too damn hot for a penguin out here.
We got to pull over, Mr. Penguin. I got to be.
Just text everybody. Tell them you're overheating. It'll be fine.
Yeah. You should just pulled up everybody over and said, Bo, you got to pee again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. True. It's like waving fro on, like, hey, you go up there, because between his shit and my shit, I'm literally talking. So,
in all honesty, that's probably the only reason that the carburetor is
outski.
It's probably coming off, and I'm probably going to have the Terminator back on pretty quick.
So, used probably pretty loosely. That deal's coming off.
Yeah, yeah. At idle, though, it's fine. At wide open throttle, it's fine. It's just cruising is awful.
Yeah.
It's super fat.
You should get you one of these idiot-proof Edelbrocks. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I haven't even touched mine.
I'll just smell like fuel all the time.
That's what I do.
People know you're a real car guy and you smell like fuel all the time.
We were in that hotel and the guy walks in and he's like, oh, your car out there. I go, how'd you know? I could smell you guys when I walked in.
Damn right.
Yes, sir. Well, see us smell like Burberry. We're all up in here smelling like exhaust fumes.
Exhaust fumes and Bud Light.
Both are more expensive. But anyway. What's the next event coming up that you guys are planning for? Are either one of you locked in for race week?
Wait list. Not yet.
I had an aggressive bug too. Sorry.
Good job. I mean, we're both technically waitlist guys, but also both high enough up the waitlist that very little doubt
of having a spot. I'm pretty confident we're going to get called on.
Yeah. I'll show up either way.
Yeah, I'm going to go no matter what. Maybe.
I
mean, if my wife says
for sure, maybe.
For sure.
100% of the time, most of the time.
No, man. I signed up.
Go ahead.
No, I signed up on the wait list because unless something crazy happens, you know. I got a fully functioning car now. I'm ready to do it. Did your brake lights just come on?
No. Sounded like Pedro.
Oh.
I muted whilst the car backed up.
Oh.
He's done.
That's because it's Coyote and there's not a good sounding one ever.
Coyote.
Yeah. Pedro's just going to walk right in.
Hey, walk in. What's up, Pedro?
The big hand wave.
Take my tacos and go home.
Man, that's rude. You know, oh, why? What event do you have, bro?
This upcoming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Rod Central is doing their monthly cruise to Hiwassee. If you've never been to Hiwassee, that's fine. Technically, it doesn't even exist anymore. Technically, it's Gravette. How big a town that is. But they're driving out to Hiwassee to the diner. They're leaving Hot Rod Central at 9:45. I just pulled this straight off their Facebook page. Plan to be at the Hiwassee Diner around 11. I'm going to show up for that. I've contacted some Northwest Arkansas friends to see if they can join us there. I don't know if they're going to be able to or not. I know one of them is not because he is going to be at the throwdown in T-Town. Mike Narks is going to be working his first event for Tulsa Raceway Park.
Oh, that's kind of cool, hoping man.
I was kind of hoping he'd be able to join us, but he will not be. He will be watching Nitro cars. So he'll be having a pretty good time.
Kind of off subject, but I was talking to John the other day when we were talking about the First Friday cruise.
Yeah.
John made a good point.
What's that?
How come they kind of missed an opportunity?
What?
They had Larry Mahir in there, but no Jungle Fro.
That's a one time a year deal.
I mean,
hey, that's for charity. I get it.
Yeah, but I mean,
but BJ, I know you're gonna listen. You missed an opportunity, sir.
Yeah,
you could have had a celebrity
in your midst for probably. I mean, he's cheap.
He's been known to receive $1,000.
Yeah.
Collectively.
It looked cheap, but that's expensive.
$1,000, and all they had to give him was a full-price barbecue sandwich.
And they actually didn't give me that.
Hey, did they donate the shirt or no?
They did. They donated the shirt. As a matter of fact, I went over and I checked with the booth to see what the smallest size they still had remaining was, and bought and grabbed one of those. I offered to pay for it, but luckily Narch's wife was over there, and she's like, "Oh no, it's worth it just to see this.
If you can fit into this, honey, you can have it."
So I got like the smallest shirt they still had available that I thought I could squeeze into, and I cut the collar off of it, I cut the sleeves off of it, and headed for the track.
Anyway, yeah. So okay, back Narcs made me think of that. We're bringing up Narcs, man. How cool for him! How exciting!
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. We need to get up there and visit.
I agree. I have talked to Mr. Narcs about that, and at some point we might be doing that, just that.
I think we should.
But
let's go.
So he will not be at the Hot Rod Central Cruise. I'm going to the Hot Rod Central Cruise because it's literally 15 miles that way.
So you're going to cheat and just meet him there at Hiawassee?
Well, yeah.
What a loser.
Thanks. Gas is expensive.
You just do it like this and you pump gas.
That's like going to Branson. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Just swipe your freaking card.
I have a second
receipt. Just sign it. Go.
Yeah.
I have a second set of eyes. It's my wife. Mm. Any money that gets spent, she automatically knows about it, and she's upset if it wasn't on her.
Well,
nah. I forced my wife to spend money.
I'm going to mute you guys. I got to close this garage door because these bugs are killing me.
Okay.
Fro got killed by a bug earlier. That was weird.
There it is. Okay. We have touchdown. There we go.
Touchdown. The eagle has landed.
And he's back.
He's back.
And I'm back.
I think I've trained the bugs not to fly up my gym shorts. So I'm going to be good for a while.
Just get a kick back. And
that one, I sent him sailing. Yeah.
He's telling all the rest of them.
I like to grab him and shake him up.
Yeah.
And throw him.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like the gigantic June bugs where you're at? Yeah. There's like,
see this thing right here?
The bug swatter?
That's the electric bug swatter. I sit out here at night and play tennis with those big turds. And my neighbor's got to think I'm crazy. Because then I smack talk while I'm doing it, too.
How do you like that?
Anyway, what else?
So do you prefer to work with the door open on the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, I have to.
Why?
Because I have to get some air circulating through this garage or like I'm going to die.
Well, that's a big part of the why I prefer to. Now, if anybody listening is a mini split dealer.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be interested in having a spot on this show. We will talk about your mini splits and how bang up they are and have one hanging right there. And then I'll shut the door. I'll talk about how good it is with your mini split running and my door closed the whole summer.
Did you guys get an email from Sick the Mag today?
Oh, yeah.
About becoming a sicko?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, you got to have at least 1,000 followers. I'm like, oh, never mind. We're out. I'm like, we're gonna do this. Nope.
You don't want our tens of followers. You don't want our tens of
followers? Bad move, Bailey.
Yeah. You lost out.
You lost out. You don't know what you're missing.
Not getting Hot Rod the Shop Dog or your head perspective.
I'm pretty sure Hot Rod the Shop Dog has more followers than the women we do.
You don't do bad. He does okay.
He does okay. Good for him.
Oh, he's much cuter. God, this reminds me of goat yoga. I just hope that this doesn't end up the way most promotions end up. Usually if there's a promotion and you're bringing in YouTubers and you're bringing in like influencers and stuff like that, which I don't consider us to be in the slightest. Usually if you bring those guys in, they usually get somebody who's pretty lame.
Really?
Yeah.
It also said in the email that if you cannot talk bad about any vendor, any other company on your show,
we already
You're already out.
We're out.
A little bit.
we can change our ways. We can make an apology.
Making
an apology.
Honesty.
We said we weren't going to talk about this on the show, but you know, just in case Bailey's watching. And I use the Jegs Pro Tree thing all the time on my phone. Or you know, practice tree. Very cool.
Now that I know that I had some weird delay box setting going.
Yeah.
I've been doing it.
Have you even?
Yeah.
Killing the tree.
Thanks for enlightening me because I was like, man, my phone is broken. I can't get lower than a
840. Like,
I would just tap it and get a 0.3 reaction time.
When you were telling me that, I'm like, that's not how this works though. Like you have a trans brake. That's not how this works. Hold it and let off. Hold it and let off. Same thing on there. I'm like, something's
wrong. No.
Yeah. Hold on. What is the app?
It's the Jegs
Practice Tree.
Practice Tree. I think that's what it's called.
Perfect start. Perfect start.
Jegs Perfect Start.
There you go. Whoa.
That's it. This little guy.
I flinched.
Ka-chow. And then here, I'll just
now.
Oh, a 0.547.
Your reflexes are junk tonight,
man. Well,
he's going off the road
telling why that my reflexes are junk. I'll think about it while I go to the fridge.
I was just going to mention how he could probably cover those coilover shocks in the back of his car with giant Bud Light beer caps after he melts down all the beer caps that he has.
Ooh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. That could be an air filter lid. Just a giant Bud Light cap.
Not a brag at all. But I started saving those at one point because somebody wanted to do like projects where they like use these little lids. And at some point, Shanda did a project where she made me two end tables. And they're like 2x2 end tables. And she put these little Bud Light caps all over them and potted them in like that
urethane.
That urethane. Well, I'm a little bit of a habit forming person. Now I save my bottle caps.
Just in case you ever need.
I started out with like a jar, and then there's multiple jars, and then there's a bucket, and then there's multiple buckets. Now I have a barrel.
It's for in case you need your yeah. shop forever redone.
I could tile this shop in Bud Light caps. If anybody wants to do that for me, come on over. I'll clean it out. Tile my
shop. Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I do like the Bud Light air cleaner lid, though.
I think that should be cool. A thing.
I already have a church key as a
regulator bracket.
Sorry. Yeah, my regulator bracket is a church key. That's probably far enough. It's bug year. It's bug time of year, isn't it?
Your bug flew out of your screen and went up, and it came over here by my cup. My cup's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It brought friends.
So, real quick, let's touch on race week again. Do you remember the routes? Where's it starting at?
Tulsa. Texas Motorplex, whatever.
Tulsa to Ennis. Yep. Okay.
Oklahoma City. Mokan. Tulsa.
What a good route for us.
Man, doesn't it sound really cool? They're all really cool places.
Yeah, and there's good tracks. Yeah.
It's going to be hot as. Yeah, but it's.
Mokan's going to be packed.
Oh, Mokan's going to be on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. What are those dates again? June. Ish
June 20 something. It's on my calendar. I gotta pull on calendar.
I'm trying to pull it up. Give me just a second here.
23rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
That is a good route.
Got her blocked off. And that sucks because that's a end of a fiscal month.
Only someone in charge of an operation worries about that.
Don't worry.
The restaurants have no idea what you just said.
They don't leave me in charge.
I thought fiscal was a soft drink everybody drank in the early 90s. That's Fresca. Okay.
That's Fresca. That's Fresca for sure.
We're good. Yeah. It was a song by Olivia Newton-John in the 80s. It was Let's Get Fiscal.
Get fiscal in the month on a good note, boys.
We used to always have to go get fiscals before school every year to play sports.
I got my fiscal now. I can play baseball.
Football started. This show is just not normal, is it?
No. It's not. We're off the rails tonight. And in all honesty, we're having fun with it.
I'm good with it.
That does suck, though, that it has to play into it. Like, we're adults. And adulting is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Especially when it involves going to Branson.
I got to go to Branson. I got to close month in. I got to do. I just want to drive race cars.
And you're going to be buying dinner the whole time, too, I'm sure. That's how I do it when we go. I go to Devin's today. And making small talk. He's like, man, he's like, how's work going? And I stop welding and I turn and look at him. I go, 8 a.m., I just put it in autopilot until I clock out, man. I don't remember today. Like, as soon as I clocked out, I'm back to normal. So.
See, the funny thing is, I got like a 3-minute text message of you talk or a 3-minute voice message of you talking to Devin about my job.
What?
Yeah.
About what? Yeah, he asked what you do. And I
asked,
I tried to explain it to him. I said, I think I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
No, you were right. Dead on with everything that you said.
Yeah.
I had to listen to the whole message so I could delete it.
See? Yeah.
But yeah, apparently you said Siri call Fro, and it did.
Maybe that's what happened.
Oh, shit.
It's better than the Xbox. Bro. Hey, that's probably a better explanation than what I told you may have happened earlier. Yeah. Wasn't a butt dial, everybody. So
it's true.
You can't butt dial from the front pocket.
Impossible.
Oh God. Yeah, wow. This show spun right off the rails, right off the bat. It's all right. We needed one of these.
It's about to be an after-hours show. It's going to have to be your head perspective after midnight.
So with all the events going on at MoCan this year, do you think MoCan's finally on the comeback now that they've resurfaced the track, now that they've put up the correct guardrails for everybody?
I think they've been on the right track for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, and that's they've been slowly working towards fixing everything that was wrong.
Getting events rolling and get people back in the seats. That's the deal. And honestly, that's what Dragon Drive is doing for a lot of tracks, I think.
You know what would have made me want to make more laps at MoCan?
What?
If they would just be okay with somebody making laps while fuel was gushing from their fuel cell.
Let her go. It'll dry up.
It's literally the only thing. It was coming out behind the tires. They could just hold off for a minute and let Bro dance on the starting line while it dries up.
Bro, just have Fro hit it with a Roman candle.
Fuel dries fast. Yeah. I go down the track. You light that deal? Even more show.
It'll chase you.
Yeah.
I'm texting.
The whole idea is to outrun the fuel. You don't need to run a good time. Just outrun the fuel.
Yeah. And then not leave a rag laying on a header.
Yeah,
that'd be happy.
That'll happen on those big jobs.
I think MoCan's doing it right. They've got a really good track surface. They're putting down a bunch of asphalt in the pits.
Yes, they are.
They got some guys that do some good media. Like, we actually know what's going on at MoCan. I mean, I'm several more minutes away than you are, but I still know what's going on. It's pretty easy to see when they're doing stuff and when they're not.
Yep.
That's a big piece of it nowadays is you can not have a lot of people show up and just be grumpy about it or post like hell that you got some stuff going on.
Yep.
I think that's that might be part of the partnership that Tulsa made with Mike.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, come over here and tell everybody what's going on. A lot.
It's a bad deal when how many tracks have closed in the last year and a half, 2 years?
A sad number.
And I'm not saying having a social media guy would have kept all those tracks open, because some of those tracks, it was all to do with money. Company wanted that land, so they bought it and they were going to get it no matter what. So I get that. But a lot of these small tracks just closed because they weren't getting anybody there.
There's nobody building a wicked good subdivision around MoCan. You might as well put some money in that deal.
Yes. Yes.
It is the perfect place for a racetrack.
Yep.
Nobody cares for a hot minute when you leave there how much noise you're making.
Nope. MoCan's our home track. You know, it is all of our home track. I mean, it's where we're from. So. I just like that place. I always have.
It's the first place I ever made a pass. It was a really slow one. But it was one. It was in my 71 Monte Carlo. 273 gears.
Shoo.
Yeah.
That's not fast.
That is not fast. It sounded fast. It sounded fast AF, but that thing was not fast at all.
It was not.
it would go really, really, really fast on the highway.
But, yeah. Oh yeah.
I will say getting to hang out with the crew there at Mocan when we were there for the circuit. Those guys are some fun loving guys, you know. They wanted to get in on the act. They wanted to have some fun too. And I think that kind of shows in how they run that track. Like, granted, they have to do their job. They have to stand up there at the line. They have to stop you if you're leaking. They have to do their job. But talking to those guys, they're there to have fun as well. They enjoy what they do.
There's at least one or two of those guys that have been there since I was 16 years old, 15 years old. Doing the same thing. They love that. That's their deal.
I'm pretty sure on my second pass that on Sunday when I patched my fuel cell for the second time, I was like sitting there waiting to pull up to the water box, and Mike was walking up there with, and I look over and he's like, "You're not leaking." And I was like,
if it would have been me, I would have went like this.
And I don't know if he was bullshitting me or if it was really sealed up at that very moment, but I know when I got back to the pit, it was like,
it's safe to say there was a steady drip at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know. I was pretty sure that crap wasn't going to work for more than about 15 minutes. But he said, "No, you're good." So I went with it.
Yes, I am.
I'll be fine.
But we've dealt with rumors for years of like Tulsa closing and Mocan closing, and there's always been those rumors. But somebody has always found a way to bring back Tulsa and then Mocan. I think people file a complaint on Mocan and then they just give up because no one cares.
Well, nobody's close enough to hear it. And Tulsa is surrounded by industrial park. Unless there's somebody at Amazon that's just a real a-hole that wants to buy a field instead of a racetrack, there's no reason to buy that racetrack.
No, so the Osage Nation bought the track, right? Or I don't know if they bought it or went in.
It should be locked in. Now it's Indian land. You can't do anything on it besides that.
Yeah. It's good.
That's a law.
Tulsa's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I want to go to Tulsa. Let's go race at Tulsa sometime. Like before the Dragon Drive, before race week. Tulsa's a killer track too.
When is the next Midnight Drags?
Oh, it's weekend, probably.
I don't know.
We can act like children again.
Oh. We're doing that right now.
Yeah.
We could have somebody crawl behind the seat of your single cab.
sneak people in.
Pick up and sneak in so you don't have to pay the $10.
I would say we could hide somebody in my spare tire well, but ain't none of our friends fitting in the spare tire well.
So. Man, I didn't think anybody would fit behind the seat of the single cab pickup either. And dude's over That's 6 foot tall and fit behind that seat.
To save $8.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm good. Here's my bucks.
Here's my bucks. It's more about the thrill.
Yeah, the thrill of it.
I'm trying to find the schedule for Midnight Drags, and I cannot find it anywhere.
Loser.
Well, that's all right. I hear they hired a new social media director of some sort. He'll probably let us all know.
Toot sweet. Yeah, we need to
get zero chance we're not going to know by next Friday.
Yeah. I hope not.
You can almost guarantee it. If people have to look that hard, he's going to make that right.
You got a point, because the first schedule I pulled up was October 30th of last year.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
So, yeah, we need to go to Midnight Drags. Let's plan for that. Let's do that at some point.
But not in May, because I'm booked. Got Branson. graduation, got leaving for Air Force weekend. I'm guessing there's something else. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Month end.
I get told by my wife the day of, so, you know, it is what it is. I'm certain that she told me before.
Yeah.
But I probably wasn't listening.
Safe bet.
Safe bet. Bo, you looking up Midnight Drags?
Well, I am, but then I seen this on Tulsa Raceway Park still. This is exactly what happens with a wagon now.
It's not a wheelie until both tires come up.
It feels that picture. He feels like he's doing this. I guarantee it. I was looking for a schedule. I'm not having any luck.
Oh, we'll come up with something by next show so that we can discuss when we're going.
Testing tunes, but not Midnight Drags.
Well, we can go up there for a testing tune too.
May 3rd, 5th, 17th, June 7th, 9th, and 14th. Those are the next ones.
Nice. All right. Are we at that time? Do I need to queue up the marketplace music?
You can do whatever you want, sir.
Marketplace.
Better be something good.
This show has
something good. I'm going to drive to Bee Ridge and whip an old bald guy. May not be you, but I'll find one.
I'll find one. All right.
We need fireworks and stuff.
If that didn't, hey, can you put fireworks on this deal? Like, we need to be more. And if that wasn't enough prompting, you fellers, the tens, hopefully, at least, of people listening should know now that we don't know what the hell's getting ready to happen when this slide comes up. It's a surprise. We don't know if Lieutenant Dan's going to be trying to sell a hood made in Cadillac, maybe grill, or maybe an tatted up guy with a half of an exhaust.
Maybe an old prosthetic that's not being used anymore. I don't know.
Used furry suits.
Gross.
Oh. Legit. Real lightsaber.
Ooh, I'd be in on that.
Maybe.
I almost threw one on here today that was a Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, I saw it. I almost sent it to you. That's hilarious.
It was funny.
It's one. I saw that, and someone said, "This is the when you finally get your Cybertruck from Temu." That's what it was.
Hey, no BS. I think Temu listens, and I know they got some good algorithms in China. But it was a Temu ad for some like a 5-point harness. I was like, man, if anybody clicks this, could I set it up where when they click this, I get a notification so that I can buy some sort of life insurance policy on that said individual? Because they're already making dumb decisions.
When you go to a product, it tells you how many they've sold.
Yeah. I just needed to tell me who they've sold it to and maybe a little bit of information about them so I can buy some life insurance. That would be a solid investment.
Let's see the marketplace stuff. Come on.
That's right. All right.
Come on with it.
1955 Jeep Willys. This was a 55 Jeep. They put a Speedway frame. Has bags on the rear. Has Chevy 350. Has a Holley Sniper fuel injection. Has a few things that need problem be done. Has a few things that need problem be done. It's a rat rod style Jeep. Man, come on. It's not perfect, but it was fun to drive, have title in hand.
So it doesn't drive, or it's just not fun to drive anymore?
It used to be fun to drive, and it got a 350, so it's at least worth whatever core is on that deal. Which is apparently 18.5 oboe.
Let's see it.
Roll. Uh-oh.
That's a lot of header tape.
It's a lot of header tape. I like header tape.
I don't know.
I'm just going to say it, guys. I like it.
I
would drive this.
All right.
I'm awaiting John's response.
I like it, but I don't 18.5 like it.
No, not 18.5 like. No.
I feel like I could put together 4 or 5 of these deals for 18.5.
The way we do things? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's not a 1955 Jeep.
It is not a 1955 Jeep.
It used to be.
That tub is
nice speaker box.
YJ and older.
That I got a BB sticker on it?
Also known as a Wrangler.
Yes, a Wrangler. But it does have the Willy's Wagon grill on it to remedy that problem.
Okay. So no more square headlights.
It's a Wrangler.
No more square headlights.
A Wrangler is a square headlight Wrangler.
Yeah.
Call them Wranglers.
Yeah.
It's
but
turns out they work just the same.
Got a lot of LED lights. That's a plus. Got tires. They look like they hold air. That's money.
That's a plus.
The passenger seat scooted up, so you got some tunage behind you.
Is this a dance platform on the back?
I feel like we could put a pole on that deal. I'm not going to lie. I think it's got a cooler underneath, and I feel like we could fashion a pole on the back.
It's got to be for how much you weigh.
Wait a minute.
$1, Bob.
How much is Jungle Fro?
$1.
Okay.
I'm in for 7.
It's got to be rated for that.
7 pounds.
7 pounds. Say, you want to raise some money? This is how we do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she does not arrive for cheap.
Yeah. I don't know.
I made the font bigger on this one. I apologize. I intentionally made the font smaller on the last one. I wanted to see you go for your glasses.
It's a bullshit move. Here we have a 1970 Chevrolet C60 cab over. It's a lot of C's. 60 of them. 2950. 1970 Chevrolet C60 cab over truck. Best offer on truck I am moving. 427 motor, 2-speed rear end. This truck is not running project truck. Only thing I know for sure, it has no battery, and I have never tried to start it. But you're welcome to come look it over. Now, that's not the only thing he knows for sure.
Right.
He knows some other stuff for sure. He ain't putting in his ad. Yeah, I like the look. It's got a good hooker header sticker. Got a good tank. I feel like this could make a good hot rod.
It would make a good ramp truck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
He's not for sure what's underneath the electrical tape on that hose. So
no, definitely not for sure of that. No. For sure, it needs hoses, lightning hoses.
I wouldn't even know how to drive this thing. I don't know how the whole 2-speed rear end thing works. God, I have never had to drive one of these.
You'll be fine.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Figure out when to yank the knob up and when to yank the knob down.
I figured that out years ago.
You should be fine.
You'll be okay. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Oh. And we just lost 5 listeners.
Yeah, I'm not reading.
We didn't need them.
Whatever. They'll be back.
We did ruin our possibility of being a Tom Bailey sponsor.
Back in the single digits. 1992 Chevy Sheepdog, 1500 doll hairs. I'm only going to skip down to, because you can only imagine how good this deal is. I'm going to skip down to the trade interests. That is where it's at. So this is a van transformed into a fun project, crudely resembling the iconic Dumb and Dumber Sheepdog van. Trade interests are mini bike would be the obvious choice, straight up. Quads, go-karts,
bling bling,
outdoor toys, or Ninja Turtle stuff. I think Dale Doback wrote this ad.
Hey, Doback. Lick the white dog turd. Anyway. I either want to hang out with this guy or I want to go push him over. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Wait a minute. Come on. What? This guy is 12.
I'm not a bully by any means, but I either want to, I think we can be best friends. We can practice karate in the garage.
Go ahead, Fro. Elaborate.
Allow me to finish reading this because I want to know. Open to hearing other creative trade offers. Let's have some laughs and see if we can strike a fun deal. Bo, what are you offering?
I don't really want it.
It's got to be something fun and something creative. But like, John's obviously going to take him a barrel of Bud Light bottle caps.
No, I would offer trade him my barrel of Bud Light bottle caps for sure.
This can be used for many things.
Man, that's nice.
I don't remember why I cut this bucket like this, but there was a reason.
It's definitely nicer than the sheepdog van.
Yeah.
Go to the pictures, bro.
There's nothing that can be achieved by going to the pictures, but we will.
It's a shagging wagon. Chicks dig it.
Yeah.
Foot long. Yeah. Who's got the foot long?
The question is, can you smell this photograph?
Absolutely. I want the taco trailer.
Can I buy the taco trailer? CC Tacos. I'm good.
What do they want for the trailer being pulled by the van? I know we don't like going back, but I need you to go back.
The dog seems to be a part of this deal as well.
The van smells like that dog.
The dog is turned on.
Okay.
By the other giant dog.
How you doing?
What's up, dog?
What were you checking out, Bo?
The dancing jalapenos.
Yeah, I was looking at this.
I wasn't for sure what they had on for shoes, but they're just shoes.
Hey, where, pray tell, is this ad originating?
I'll have to pull it back up. Give me a second here.
I can only find CC Tacos in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
And I'm not going that far for a sheepdog van.
I'm guessing this isn't a registered business. They just kind of roll around and sell stuff out of it. You know what I mean? There's no...
Like, it ain't all tacos that you're getting?
Nah, man. No.
Hold on. I have to go back again.
Oh, what's that? Walking Taco.
I was looking for registration, but that ain't happening.
Walking Taco. That's all I can read on the back of that trailer.
Yeah.
Was it a 92 Chevy Sheepdog?
I don't know.
I didn't date it.
I'm looking. Hold on. I think I had it set for Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Just out of curiosity, do you target different geographical areas based on the?
It is a 92.
Okay. Yes, I target different geographical areas.
Okay. Why don't you target some New Mexico so we can see some Cadillacs with a wood stove in the back? And a torch.
I had one from Houston that had the big wire wheels that stick out real far.
I've literally seen Cadillacs in that area with like a wood stove in the back and a front porch. And I'd love to know if somebody's asking for one of those if they ever come up on the market.
I think I had it set for Nashville. Hold on.
You're good.
Yeah, it's okay.
We can move on for sure.
Yeah, you're putting too much effort into that, dude. Okay.
Yeah, that's way more than we need to know.
All right. Well, that's it.
Most annoying sound in the world.
That's it. Nailed it.
Oh, crap.
So Bo's gonna trade parts of a 5-gallon bucket for that thing for the next tow rig.
And I remembered why I cut the bucket up.
Thank God. I don't think we can do this show without knowing.
I need to share why I cut the bucket. I just remembered the inflatable paint booth, the exhaust fan would suck down. So I cut the bucket and put it in there to keep it open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a stint.
Like a stint.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of stint, hey, man, I didn't get a stint. So listen to this deal. I'm on the phone the other day. Fro. Now, me and Fro's been really good friends, brothers, for a lot of years. So if we're on the phone and I got to pee, I'm going pee. I don't care. He doesn't care. It is what it is, right? I'm in a public bathroom, one hand up here holding the phone, peeing, and I had been dealing, I've been dealing with these kidney stone issues, right? I was over it. Thought I was over it. Hey, I'm doing my business, and next thing you know, I'm having mid-conversation with Fro, and it's like, have you ever been spraying a water hose and someone kink it off and then let it go?
Yeah.
It's like, you lose pressure and it comes back?
Yeah.
That happened along with a bunch of pain, followed by instant sweat, followed by wobbly knees while I'm on the phone. I'm like, oh. And then I look down, and there is a stone about the half a size of a sunflower seed in the urinal. I'm like, oh, my. That hurt really bad, just to let you all know.
Did you dig it out and save it for?
No, man. I was so thankful that I didn't, because I almost went down. Like, I my knees got all, I had to grab on to the stall divider. Luckily, I didn't make a stinking mess. You know what I mean?
Luckily, I had a little body strength left.
If that would have took me out, I would have been not only in pain from that, I'd have been thrown up because I'm laying in a dirty public bathroom floor.
Yeah.
What an awful feeling all the way around. There was no negative positive thing that came out of that other than, I didn't fall. I guess that's positive.
Last time I was laying in a dirty public bathroom floor when I dislocated my knee trying to come out of there.
Oh, you're serious?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a joke. Oh, crap. No good, man. No good.
It's when I was coming out of the bathroom at Buffalo Wild Wings, and halfway down the hall, my knee went right and I went left. And I fell back first through the door of the women's room, screaming like a girl the whole time.
I only laugh because I know you're okay now.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Well, what did you say? Did you just lay there and wait for someone? And
no, I screamed a lot. And then I called some people to come carry me out of that deal.
True. That sucks.
Worst part is I rode my motorcycle there.
Oh, no way.
I had to get that deal home.
All right.
Well,
what a banger.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry to end it on a bad note. Everything else is sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, we'd like to thank all 12 people who showed up to watch this, and we'll have a whole new 12 people next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys.
I'm just going to say it. This is probably the most entertaining show I've been a part of in a long time. So I'm good. I'm happy. But on that note, let's get out of here.
See ya.
Thank you. Good night.
Everybody love everybody.